Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Moed Katan 27b. Pagination is 54. Starting from the first wide line, Barishona, a very powerful perspective regarding mourning. And that is that often when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, experiences mourning, we find that they think in terms of this is more painful than anything that's ever happened, this is different, my relative is more special, and they have a very unique perspective on their loss in which they perceive it to be different than anyone else's that has ever been. While that is true to a certain extent, every loss is a great tragedy, it's painful in its own unique way, but one of the great consolations and correct behaviors is to plug oneself into the commonality of the Jewish people. And we'll see a number of examples where a person could well think, I'm different. And it's very much by connecting with everybody else in the community and appreciating that there's a process, there's a procedure. You're not the first one to go through this, that guides a proper course for a person in these difficult times. The Gemara gives an example of this. Barishona originally haisa otzoas ames kosha likrovov yose mimi soso. The levaya, the funeral, was more painful to the relatives of the deceased than his passing, because in order to show their respects, they had to pay for a levaya that they could not afford. Until what sometimes happened is that the relatives would leave the body and run away. They couldn't handle it. It was more painful than the loss was dealing with the funeral. The costs between the different dimensions of things that could possibly be done in order to honor the dead was simply too much. Until Rabbi Gamliel came and acted in a light-headed way towards himself, meaning a less than honorable way towards himself. He was from royalty. And he gave the directive that he should be given simple linen shrouds. And as a result of his behavior, everybody started doing simple linen shrouds, and it was a major correction and a major perspective that it shouldn't be dependent on one's wealth in order to be buried with dignity. That is a concept that we enforce very strongly in our time. It's clear from this Gemara that it was not intrinsically, biblically demanded. But once Rabbi Gamliel made this rule, once he did it like that, taught by example, it became something that's accepted practice among Jews and in all areas of the Levaya. It's supposed to be in a significant way uniform, so that one is not seen as greater than the other. That's the concept of the simple pine box. And sometimes people come to a funeral home and they think that they need to have something very special purchased in order to honor their loved one. And on the contrary, the awareness that we try to keep things uniform and we do not want prices to shoot up with all kinds of demand of honoring in expensive ways, that's not the approach that we take as a Jewish community. Another area that we sometimes encounter that a person thinks that they are different is that people sometimes reach out to the mourners, and not just sometimes, there's certain rules. And no, not me, I'm okay, I'm doing okay, I don't need help. You'll take a look in the middle of the page, the first word on the line, Ovel, regarding a mourner, Yom Rishon, on the first day, which we understand to mean the first meal, Osur lecho lecha mishalo, he's not allowed to eat bread of his own. It has to be given to him by someone else. Midomale Rachmana Yechezkel, as Hashem told Yechezkel in that very unusual type of mourning that he experienced, for lechem anoshim lo sochel, don't eat the bread of other people. In other words, normally, the way of mourners is that they accept bread from other people, they accept assistance from somebody else. In more advanced commentaries, it's described as nahamo de kisufa, the bread of embarrassment, unearned bread. But however we understand it, the ovel is basically obligated to accept assistance from others. The Gemara is still here on the same page at the end of a line, about 20 lines from the bottom, we'll take a guess. Tells us a story, as I alluded to in the beginning, where someone feels that their loss is greater than any other loss, and the way this woman handled it to her unfortunate detriment. Hahi itza, there was a woman, Dava Beshevi Vusei Rav Huna, that was in the neighborhood of Rav Huna. Havala Shiva Bini, she had 7 sons. Meischad Minayu, and one of them died. Havas Kabachya B'Yiserta Ale. And she was crying over the loss more than is proper. The Gemara does not elaborate. Presumably it was extremely extreme, because otherwise we wouldn't go there. I mean, it hurts, it's painful, it's a tremendous loss. But she was defined as Bachya B'Yiserta. She was crying too much. Shalach lo, Rav Huna sent a message to her. Lo savdi hachi, don't do like this, it's not smart. Lo ashkecha be, she ignored it. Shalach le, he sent another message. Itzaisis mutav, if you listen to me, it'll be good. Vi lo tzavis zavdosa li'idach, if you're not going to listen, you should already prepare the shrouds for the next one. Umisu kulu, eventually they all died. L'sofa malo, he sent another message to her. Temosh zivta l'nafsheich, you should prepare shrouds for yourself. Umisa, and she also died. And that's the principle that we're taught here. Al tivku l'meis yoser midai, don't mourn for the dead one more than is sufficient. Now, that's a little vague. The Gemara gives us some explanation. Haketzad, how does it work? Shalosha yamim levechi, first 3 days are crying days. Shiva lehesped, 7 days are for eulogies. Ushaloshim legiot ulitisporas, and 30 regarding the haircuts, etc., that the person is still in mourning and acknowledges the loss. Mikan ve'eloch, but at a certain point, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, I'atem rachmanim bo yosem mimeni, don't be more merciful than I am. In other words, we mourn because we perceive it as a loss, and that's how we understand it. But at a certain point, we recognize that Hashem loves us, and Hashem loves the deceased. And don't be more merciful than I am, Hashem says. That's, by the way, the explanation also in the Torah that tells us not to damage ourselves in the process of mourning. We don't slash ourselves, for example, to express mourning. The Pasuk says, because bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, because you're my children. In other words, no matter how bad it gets, all is not lost. You're still my children. You still have a lot. And therefore, it has to be done in perspective. But again, the theme that I see on this Amud is that when a person, Rahman al-Itzlan, goes through mourning, they feel it very intensely. And they feel that they are totally unique and no one can understand what they're dealing with. But it is beneficial for them to appreciate that they're not alone, they're part of a community. Allow people to reach out to them and recognize that ultimately, Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, you're not alone, all is not lost. And as painful as it is, and as obligatory it is, as it is, to mourn the loss and recognize the loss, but it should still be done with a sense of perspective. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.